Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. I just want to talk to you again just for a couple moments today. We're going to share communion together in a few minutes about landmarks and the experience that God creates for you and I. And you don't want to miss them. And you want to be aware all the time of their significance. And we have had this month some landmark moments. I wrote a letter at the end of August, and I called September a super September, thinking, you know, we had Pastor Tim DeLean in, Ryan got ordained. We had a marriage event this week with Family Life Network that had 90 couples in the sanctuary. I thought that was incredible. We've had babies dedicated. We've had babies born. Ethan Trzynski was born. Stand up, Brad, so everybody can see the new daddy today. We've had kids go back to school with moms crying in disbelief as they wave goodbye to their kids. Kids going to college. Kids and parents. Parents seeing school buses. And they're reflecting back at an age that has gone way by. How many of you know time keeps on churning ahead? And for some, it's just an awareness that we have to continue to move ahead and embrace where God has brought us, because time keeps marching on. And opportunities also to invest in the decisions that can create blessings in our lives, or they can create negativity in our lives. And landmarks are created when opportunities that come our way are recognized. We had some here right this morning, didn't we? We had some landmark moments this morning. And I don't want you to walk out of here and just shrug it off like, oh, that was, you know, that was nice, that was good. If you responded to God today, this is a moment. You need to write it down in your Bible, write it down, put it on your calendar, in your phone, or wherever to remember, this was the day that that happened in my life. And I just want to make sure that you recognize them on a regular basis, because, and I love what happened this morning, because landmark moments are created right during the worship, right in the middle of when we worship God. The Bible says in John 4:23, but the hour is coming, and now it's here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is looking for people that will pause their life, come away from their busyness, and just spend moments in worship to him. And that doesn't mean just in the setting of a church sanctuary, but it doesn't negate that either. God loves it when we come together as a family and we begin to worship him. Colossians 3:14 says, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, and to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. And how? This is how. By letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly, through teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. And that doesn't just mean what you hear from the pulpit. It means what you hear right amongst one another today. When people were laying hands on the individuals that are dealing with cancer, and they're praying, they are speaking life and declaring the word and the love of God over your life. And this is so important. And this happens in the middle of worship. And he says, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In our worship, not in our singing. Some people get that confused. We don't come in and just sing, oh, I hope they sing, that's my favorite song. This is a moment in our lives when the Spirit of God connects with our worship, and something amazing transpires in our life, like it did this morning. You're going to hear testimonies. There's going to be testimonies that come out of lives today, because in the middle of it, he reveals his peace. He gives you harmony. When we're thankful for the moment of our worship, our lives can be impacted forever. He'll lead you out of your hardship. He'll lead you out of your brokenness. He'll lead you out of your darkness. He'll lead you in the moment of our worship. He creates a landmark moment for us. helps you overcome rejection and depression and darkness in your life, helps you to overcome the obstacles that are in front of you, helps you to become a victor, helps you to become not just a conqueror, but he'll help you to be more than a conqueror. Praise God, right in the middle of our worship, right in the middle of what's happening in the house of God, in the sanctuary with one another. And I'm going to tell you something, we need one another. You need one another. You need each other. We need each other more than we have ever needed each other before. We need to understand one another. We need to embrace one another. Not everybody is on your level. Not everybody may understand who you are or what you've been through or what you're going through or what you're facing today. But we can embrace one another. We can love one another. We can show the love of God to one another. And in the middle of our coming together in God's house, a miracle happens in our lives. I love that. In our worship, landmarks are also created in our giving. Listen, for some, maybe you've never embraced this, but in a moment in our giving, in a moment of our faith in God, with the treasure that he has entrusted us with, he can create these moments that we will never forget. I'm telling you today, when you gave today, for some of you, you stepped out. For some of you, you said, God, I'm not giving this because I have to. I'm giving it because I want to. And as I give it in faith and believing and trusting in you. And when, my brothers and my sisters, when you do that, God begins to pour out a blessing on your life. Listen, some of you, you'll begin to be a giver, and God will begin to open up great opportunities for you. He doesn't cause a cloud to come over top of your head or your home and drop dollar bills down from the sky. If you're waiting for that, you're going to be waiting a long time. That's not what the Word of God says. But the Bible says that he'll give you favor. He'll do things for you you can't even believe. I always get a kick out of it. God reminds me of it. I walk into a coffee store, a Starbucks. There'll be nobody behind me. And when I walk in there, all of a sudden, I got 10 or 15 people behind me. Why? Because God gives me favor and brings me to the front of the line. You can laugh, you can amen, you can do whatever. I'm telling you, this is the truth. I've never told this story before. I feel like I need to tell it right now. My family and I have always bought and managed real estate. Ryan, he's the man of it. Patty and I, we just a little bit, she takes care of it. We've enjoyed it. I bought my first house when I was 17 years old. My first house. Everybody told me how crazy I was. But I've been buying a little property forever. My wife's family, we're fourth generation on a 500-acre farm. The farm that I worked on when I was a kid. I just love it. I love taking things that are broken, whether they're humans or whether they're a building. And what everybody says, that place is a dump. And I like to do something with it and make it look beautiful. I love that. We did that with this house here. Everybody, you can't believe the opposition. When people saw us taking over that, what are you doing? That place is there. And you know what the reality of it was? They were all right. This place was a dump. You don't see it now. We were talking this week, Jim Booty. Jimmy, he's the man. Jimmy just started up a new painting business, too. At 69 years old, the fire is still in that man. Jim used to be at work in Buffalo at 6 o'clock in the morning. Be at work in Buffalo. Come back here and work till 9, 10 o'clock at night. He said, him and Ron Cervone, they did that for weeks. So about 2 years ago, there was an auction in town. This particular building, I'm just telling you, this is not bragging. This is giving you some reality of how God will put you in places of favor. And you can't just sit in your chair and think it's going to happen either. Leonard Ravenhill said the opportunity of a lifetime is seized in the lifetime of the opportunity. You got to recognize it when it comes your way. There was an auction in the city. I thought there was a house there. I told my wife, I'm going to go there. You know, I'll see what happens. I went there. It wasn't a house. It was a building. It was a commercial piece of property. The place was a dump. I found out the place sold in an auction that the city had for $50,000, like a month or so before, 3 months, I don't know the time frame. And they rejected it because something about the person had been on, I don't know, it's another story. So I get in there, and I didn't even want it. I'm telling you this for a reason, okay? I get in there, it's me, the auctioneer, the city assessor, and some guy leaning in the doorway behind me. They start out the bidding. They said, hi, Marty. Hi. I know you know what this building went for. Would you like to start the bidding out at $50,000? I said, no. Okay, would you like it at $40,000? No. Would you like it at $30,000? No. Would you like it at $20,000? No. Would you like it at $10,000? No. What would you like it at? It's me, the auctioneer, the city assessor, and one guy in the back door. I said, I'll bid $1,000 on it. The man said, thank you, we have a bid. Do I hear $5,000? He's looking around the room like he's standing where I am right now. There's nobody else there. Do I hear $5,000? And he's looking around the room. This is going to bless somebody today. This is going to help you to open up a door in your life. He's standing there. Do I hear $5,000? Do I hear $2,500? And he's looking around. And I'm looking around. Is there somebody here that I don't see? There's the auctioneer, the tax assessor, and a guy standing in the doorway. He said, going once, twice. I guess we sold it pending approval for $1,000. This building sold for $50,000 and they turned it down. I'm thinking, this ain't never going to happen. The guy that was leaning in the door, he's gone. And I went up. He says, now you know you need 10% down. I said, okay. I called Ryan. I said, you're never going to guess what you say. He says, oh, you'll get it, Dad. I never thought this would happen. Long story short, went through all the things. They called me up. They said, you just bought a building that sold months ago for $50,000. You just bought it for $1,000. Now, if I told you, which I'm not going to, what that building brought in every month, I paid for that building in about 3 months. You're not amening me like you would, like you should. You should be thankful for your pastor because the same favor came upon me when 114 Liberty Street, and they wanted $579,000. And they called up, are you interested? No. $479,000, are you interested? No. $379,000, are you interested? No. You don't understand the property is valued at $1.4 million. I said, you don't understand. My God owns it anyways. I went to the elders. I said, they dropped it to 279. I said, I think we ought to look. I went over and looked, and the water was running in there. Place was mess, dirty. Remember, we love dirty things, don't we? Because God takes dirty things, and he makes something beautiful out of them. I came back. I told the leaders, I said, I'm going to offer them 50. Really? I go, yeah. Go ahead, they said. I offered them 50. They got mad at me. Praise the Lord. Get in line. People are mad at me all the time. They called back a month later, said, we got together. We'll sell you the whole thing. I don't know if it was 100 or 120 or something. I went back and I said, I want to offer them 75. The leader said, go ahead. I'm on my way to make the offer. And the Lord said, offer them 70. I want to bless the city church with $5,000 unknown dollars right now. Okay, I walked up them stairs, so I'll make you the offer for $70,000. That's what I have permission to do. Wrote it down, and a week later, city church owns a building, a school, a church, two houses with an assessed value at $1.4 million for $70,000. Why am I telling you all this? That just didn't happen. When you give, it comes back to you. Somebody needs to hear this today. When you hold back on your giving to God, I don't care whether you give here or not. I like it when you give here. You help keep the lights on and everything going. But God opens up over your life. Some of you have been wanting a new home. Some of you have been asking Him for a new car. Some of you want a raise on the job. And the Bible says, listen to this. I'm going to skip to that. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. How? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto you. Shall men give unto you. Shall men. $1,000 sold. $70,000 sold. I could tell you stories all day long like that. Why? Because with the same measure that you measure it, it shall be measured back unto you. A landmark moment is created when we give to God. And I'm going to close on this. Landmarks are also created in our response to situations. Every day our lives, they'll encounter people, situations, experiences. And the way we respond to those incidents will leave us with an incredible testimony or a painful mark in our lives that will stay with us forever. Hear me right now. Your response will create the landmark in your life that is either an incredible one right now for some of you. For some, you deal with a spirit of jealousy. And when I told that story, you're instead of you taking it as a prompting to step out and trust God, you're taking it as, you know, well, you're just lucky or you're the preacher. I'm nobody. I lived in the back end of a pickup truck with nothing. And the goodness and the kindness and the grace of God just didn't come on my life. I begin to obey God and listen to His word. And I respond when He said, come, I went. And you can do that. Listen to this story, and I'm closing on this. Mark 7:24. And from there, in fact, I want those that are going to help with communion come right now. Though from there he arose and he went down to a region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anybody to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. And the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth. And she begged Jesus to cast the demon out of her daughter. What a story. This woman had everything against her, where she was from. You think, you know, we hear that women are marginalized in the day that we live in now. Then they were looked down like more than you could even imagine. And here this woman comes to Jesus when he's wanting to rest. And in Matthew chapter 15, the disciples said, tell her to leave us alone. And she keeps on crying out. Because in Matthew, he describes her saying, Son of David, have mercy on me. She didn't even know what that meant. And she begged Jesus, help my daughter. She is demon-possessed. She heard all about what he was doing. And listen to what Jesus says. You want to talk about how you respond to things? Some of you are right there, right now. In verse 27, he said, Jesus says to her, let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to dogs. Could you imagine if Jesus said that to you? Could you imagine if somebody, you went for help, you went and asked for somebody to help you, and they just said, hey, let the children be fed first. Now, just to give you, you know, a little depth in that, the children represent the Jewish people. The children's bread represents the mercy of God. And the dogs that he's referring, that Jesus is referring to here, represents Gentiles, what the Syrophoenician woman was. She could have been upset. She could have left and said, no more. I've tried this enough. Her response could have been negative. But you know what she says? She answered him and said, yes, Lord. Even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. I want to ask you this morning, how is your level of response in life? Are you one of those people that are walking around continually upset, and everything that anybody says to you, you got to respond in a negative way, and you just say, you kind of live this way, and you say, well, that's just what I am. That's who I am. But let me tell you something. When she said that to Jesus, she could have run. She could have thrown up her hands. She could have said, over, I don't care. But she said, even the dogs under the table eat the bread. Listen to what Jesus says in verse 29. He said to her for this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter. Jesus didn't even say anything. The woman made the declaration out of her mouth. And when she did that, God heard that and responded in an incredible way. Now look at, she could have walked away, been upset, and lived with that daughter being demon-possessed the rest of her life. And who knows what generations after that would have been. But because she responded to God, God heard her prayer and answered it. In the last verse, it said, and when she went home, she found the child laying on the bed, and the demon had gone. That's powerful this morning, isn't it? That's powerful. Go ahead, folks. Begin to pass out the bread and the cup this morning. When you receive the bread and the cup, hold it this morning until we're all served, and then we'll partake together. This is a powerful moment. For some of you, this whole service has been landmarks, one right after the other. And how you receive and how you respond today will have an incredible indication of how you'll move forward in the future. I want to encourage you today. Listen, begin to be everything God has called you to be. If you've never given your heart to Jesus, do that. After you receive the cup and the bread, hold it. Do some business with God. If you've never given your heart to Christ, ask Him right now. Just say, Jesus, be my Savior, be my Lord. He'll come in a moment. Move so much of that stuff out of your way. Help you to be everything you've been called and created to be. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I get texts on my iPad. Right while I'm preaching, I just got one. Somebody told me they just sent $500 through for the cameras through PushPay. You can do that as well. Thank you. A powerful moment here this morning. Love you, Lord. We praise your name. Coming, ladies and gentlemen. stories, God. If any of you are done, help Chris over on the side, okay? We need to have more people help next time. Thank you, Lord God. Has anyone been missed in these middle section over here to my left and in here? If you've been missed, wave your hand. And they're finishing up over here. Thank you, Lord God. We praise your name, God. We praise your name, God. Lord, I thank you for Ethan Trzezinski this morning. Thank you that this beautiful baby will grow and be a mouthpiece for your word and your kingdom in Jesus' name. Give strength to Kelly and the whole family, God, I pray this morning. Those that are here this morning, as we've already prayed for, that are dealing with sickness or any type of addiction, I pray that in this moment now, God, that you will free them and you will give them hope and healing. The Bible says that in the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus, he took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it. He said, "This is my body. As often as you eat this, you remember me." Let's partake the bread, the body of the Lord Jesus together. Same way Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is my blood. This is the New Testament. As often as you drink this, you remember what I have done for you." Father, today I thank you for your son Jesus, whose blood was shed at the cross for every sin. Redemption and healing and restoration and hope. We trust you with it today. As we partake, let's partake together. People, just come down to the altar if you would. Father, I thank you today for your kindness, your love, and your grace to each and every life that is here. May you be Lord. May you be great master in everything that we do and all that we say in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. I love you. You need prayer today? Come on down. Let these folks pray over you. Go in his grace today. He's got something good for you.